Welcome to Swami Reacts. Today, we'll be sharing a few reflections about the book Doorway to Eternity, Celebrating the Land of Krishna. This is a photographic pilgrimage which combines beautiful pictures taken in Vrindavan more than 20 years ago, accompanied by texts written by a friend of mine, Arjun Prabhu from Netherlands, disciple of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So this is a beautiful book. I've read this book actually almost 20 years ago. So while this series Swami Reacts seems to give the sensation, the feeling that I'm just speaking about books I just read for the first time, many of the books I'm sharing here, I've already read them in the past. So for me, this is an important point also, right? You can never read a book once and be done with it, especially if we are talking about spiritual books. What to speak of a book like this, which is half of it is pictures of Vrindavan, windows to the spiritual world. So you can always read the book more than once, and that's a very necessary, healthy exercise for those who are book readers, like I am. So I like to read books more than once. So I picked this book I generally pick the book many times just to look at the pictures, and it may be difficult for me to convey all the pictures. The book's a little big, but you can see all of them are black and white pictures of different scenes of the daily Vrindavan. It's basically an attempt to depict how the life of Vrindavan transpires on a daily basis. Pictures by Ramon Dekkers, also from Holland. And yeah, from peeling potatoes to offering pranam to the deities, to cooking, to doing parikram, to worship the guru. And in the same way again, Arjun Prabhu provides very interesting text, very interesting depictions of basic concepts of the tradition, like guru, like mandir, like parikram, like shraddha. There's a very nice introduction that I appreciate. The whole text, and he himself makes it clear, is very much influenced by Srila Bhakti Rakshasiddhartha Goswami Maharaj. Both me and Arjun look up to him as one of our main inspirations, if not the main one. And he speaks in his introduction about consciousness, about subjectivity, and about play. One of my favorite sections of the book is where the notion of playing is brought up with different authors from different traditions and from different disciplines, like Huizinga and his famous book about play, and the Homo Ludens, and how we are all playful by nature. And he refers to many other authors like Ken Wilber and Carl Jung, Karen Armstrong, different people speaking about religion, speaking about ritual, speaking about play, speaking about reality. I'm putting all of them in conversation with the ancient message of our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition in the context, again, of giving us an experience of Vrindavan. Again, it's called Doorway to Eternity. Another way of saying it's windows into the spiritual world. Let me just share, just to give you a glimpse of the lyrical tone of Arjun Prabhu in sharing some of his thoughts. For example, he's speaking about Vrindavan. He says, after speaking about the earthly Vrindavan, of course, that this book revolves around, he says, however, that Vrindavan has to be seen as more than a physical landscape. The true Vrindavan is a state of consciousness in which the soul is reunited with the Creator through love, having transcended the world of illusion and mortality. We are thus invited to see Vrindavan not as an unknown place in the faraway land of Vindhya, but as a doorway to the eternal land of love and beauty for which the human heart longs. So something that I really appreciate from the book and how Arjun Prabhu is conveying the message, and I told him recently in a message I sent to him, is that even this book being written more than 20 years ago, I personally feel very identified with the way he's articulating his presentation. Very contemporary, very much in dialogue with the Western mind, with the Western world, and at the same time conveying very profound deep truths in philosophical tone, poetic tone, mystical depth, all of which, of course, fits perfectly with the presentation, right? We are talking here about the land of mysticism, the land of depth, the land of faith, Vrindavan, and whether we were able to, for those who have been able to go to Vrindavan, looking at these pictures are really a contemplative exercise, at least for me, especially considering that, of course, for those who have been to Vrindavan the last few years, the external packaging or the external shell, the outer covering of Vrindavan is getting more and more intense, let's put it that way, more noisy, more filled with crowds and pollution and all these things happening on the surface. Again, the eternal essence of Vrindavan remains untouched by that. But looking at these beautiful pictures over and over again, right, we get these contemplative, beautiful glimpses of what's actually also taking place in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the intense postmodern dynamics that affect everyone, India included in the picture. So photography, there is something that I personally, I do not consider myself a professional photographer, but I will dare to say I'm a lover of photography. And for me, photography is able to capture very still moments of something that without them, without photography, without that type of contemplative pace, we may be missing on our daily basis. And we may be caught all only in the external. So this is too crowded, this is too noisy, this is too polluted, this is too whatever. And all of these pictures are taken in that context, capturing the depth, capturing the mysticism, capturing the layered presence and what's going on in silence. Now, photography, in one sense, is very silent, but at the same time, it speaks volumes. So for those who have gone to India many times, and I've heard many saying, well, maybe my last time if I'm continue to go, but it's getting more crowded. Something like this is a beautiful invitation, a book like this, to rediscover the experience. And the next time we go again, bear in mind contents like this and try to experience Vrindavan or whatever place we are going, not limited to Vrindavan, with that peace, with that silence, with that slowing down probably, so we can capture what's actually taking place at every small little moment. Again, many of the pictures are of people selling garlands, a monkey, a cow, someone cross-bathing in the river, someone doing ordinary daily things, making cow dung patties. But the black and white, I will say, adds its own dimension of depth and mysticism, the beauty of the pictures, and in complement to that, the beauty of the texts that try to invite us again to not only to understand on a basic level what is this Gaudiya Vaishnavism about, what is this Vrindavan about, because the book also serves as that, as an introduction to our Gaudiya theology for someone who is a beginner to it, but also for those who are already practicing members of the tradition. This book serves as a way of rediscovering your tradition and redefining some of these words. Okay, we say Leela. What do we mean by Leela? As Arjun Prabhu will say, is it free play, basically? It's play, sacred play. It has to be based on freedom. There will be rules. And when we broke those rules, as we will say, that's what amounts to what we say aparat, to walk against the rules of love with its corresponding consequences. So these type of ways of articulating ancient truths, for me at least, touch me very deeply. And to try to write in a way that can be clear and understandable for someone who is a newcomer, and at the same time shed new light to the practitioner that inadvertently may have taken for granted what their tradition is about, what this term means, or what Vrindavan is. So all this put together for me makes a very beautiful, powerful combination, visual, auditive, reading is listening basically. Like Arjuna himself mentions how the Gaudiya tradition, Vrindavan in itself is very sensuous tradition, very sensorial, very sensual, it's not a bad word. It seeks to pervade each one of our sensory faculties. Trusai, Darshan, he speaks a lot about Darshan beautifully, about the eye-to-eye meeting between the devotee and the divine. How the artist ceremony invites all the senses to engage, right? Incense, aroma, nose, touch, moving, singing, voice, sound, kirtan, bell, conch shell, either, the sound being there as well, and so on and so forth. So how we are invited to immerse ourselves into a very somatic, not limited to somatic, but also very somatic experience, especially his chapter on parikrama is about that, like engaging the body to walk, to go on pilgrimage, to circumambulate, to even do dandavat parikram, to throw your body to the ground. Of course, I was reminded, there's one picture here about a little boy doing dandavat parikram and putting his stone there. And that took me to my own dandavat parikram to Giriraj a few years ago. So it's a very recommended reading, whether you are a newcomer to bhakti, whether you are an oldcomer to bhakti, ever ongoing newcomer, oldcomer to bhakti. It's an invitation to move one more veil and rediscovering one more layer of what the tradition is about, what Vrindavan is about, and very beautifully focus on the sweetness of Vrindavan, the intimacy of Vrindavan, what makes the Vrindavan as a state of consciousness unique as the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, this Gyan Sunya Bhakti, where love and intimacy and sweetness, Madhurya, is so prevalent, then everyone loses sight of Krishna as the divine, basically. Even himself, and everyone becomes divinely entangled in a loving reciprocation based on the simplicity of intimacy and sweetness and the loving concern of providing pleasure and happiness to the object of our affection, trying to tend to the necessities of love. So literally this is an illustration of all this, illustrating how on a daily basis we can tend to the necessities of love, worship, spend our day and life and time engaging in bhajan and bhakti. So, photographic pilgrimage, doorway to eternity, celebrating the land of Krishna by Arjun Prabhu, or Arjun Bandar Koich, that's his secular name, and Raman Dekar's beautiful photography by him. Very recommended, and if you have had the chance of already reading and seeing this book, having darshan of this work, feel free to share your thoughts in the comment section, and if not, still feel free to contribute with your impressions and feelings upon hearing what we just shared. And that's it. See you in our next section and session of Swami Reacts.